Now, the concept of a compass is, regardless of what is happening in the wilderness, in the world, you have something that is steady and dependable, something that is essentially changeless. When people have something that is changeless, that they deeply buy into, they can live with change. In fact, they thrive on change. And if they're in a competitive environment, they really thrive, because others may be very addicted, even obsessed with a heavy pattern of what you might call freeway maps, see? Policies, procedures, and so forth. And heavy bureaucracy that make people dependent upon that, so that they cannot adapt and be flexible. Rose Beth Kantor, the editor, was appointed editor of the Harvard Business Review, and has done a great deal of work in the field of corporations and organizations of the future that are truly entrepreneurial and innovative, focuses on what she calls the four basic F's: to be focused, to be flexible, to be fast, and to be friendly. And she says only those organizations that have those basic characteristics that we could call principles will survive in the future, will maintain their economic viability. So I suggest that is the first reason why the compass is a powerful metaphor for principle-centered leadership. It makes people so they are not dependent. It makes them so that they can develop their own capacities. But this gets into the second reason, just as a kind of an acronym to help us remember. These four reasons will be all starting with C. They'll all start with C, like the word compass. So the first one is change. The second, which we've also briefly described, is competition. The third is capacity. You see, very few people really tap their full capacities. I think that the more people advance to higher responsibilities, the more their capacities are tapped into. But the vast majority of the workforce have many cylinders in their engines that are not being used. Would you not agree with that? Everywhere I go, I ask audiences, do you agree with that? That the vast majority of the workforce possess far more creativity, resourcefulness, and initiative than their present jobs allow or require. And they all agree. It's almost universal. Then I ask them, is that not the great wasted resource? What could be done to tap into that resource so that you could really reach those creative and resourceful and ingenious capacities in everybody?